This is Like Mind, Like Body, a podcast about the surprising ways our thoughts and feelings impact our physical health. I'm your host, Laura Sago, and on each episode, I will speak with researchers, physicians, and ordinary people who have incredible stories to tell about the power of the mind-body connection. This podcast is brought to you by Curable, an app that helps you heal chronic pain through science-backed techniques. You can find Curable in the Apple App Store, on Google Play, or learn more at our website, curablehealth.com. Over the past month, I have asked you guys to leave reviews on iTunes if you're enjoying the show, and your response to that has been simply amazing. So thank you so much for that. Here's one of the many incredible reviews we've gotten lately, which I'll summarize a little bit for the sake of time. It's from Orion60. It says, "If you're reading this, you may have just stumbled upon something that could change your life. I'm not being hyperbolic about this. I am 47 years old and have lived with chronic pain my entire life. I can't remember life without doctors and physical therapy, steroidal injections, massage, surgery, or medication. My pain can be a straight from hell five-alarm fire sometimes. Other times it's more of a low persistent burn, but I've never been able to escape it. Never. Until miraculously a month ago when I found Curable and this podcast. Since learning about the mind-body connections discussed there, my pain has diminished to a mere smolder. This podcast, the Curable app, and the Facebook community created around it have improved the quality of my life in ways I could have never imagined. I am finally at peace with my body. I am beyond grateful." That is so beautiful, and I am so grateful in return that you took the time to share your story in our reviews. Thank you so much. You never know when someone will see the paragraph that changes their life. So thank you guys for all of the love, and please keep those reviews coming because your thoughts do make a really big difference. And on that note, I am pleased to announce that because of all your positive reviews, I am now able to add several mini episodes like this one to our lineup in between regular longer form interviews with physicians and experts. In this particular series, you'll hear directly from real people who have made significant progress in their journey to heal from chronic pain with the help of mind-body techniques. No one here is compensated for their time or their effort. They simply volunteered to share their story in hopes that it might resonate with someone, encourage others, and inspire people who are on their own journey of healing from chronic pain. So if you truly appreciate what you hear from these mini episodes, you can leave a comment in the reviews and let our guests know that they have made a difference in your life. So without further ado, let's dive into today's recovery story. Thank you everybody for joining us. Today we are joined by Kate, who has graciously volunteered to share her story with you. Hi, Kate.
Hello.
Why don't you go ahead and just start out by telling us, in your own words, your story. Where does it begin?
My story begins about 2 years ago, and maybe even long before that. I had experienced arm and neck pain for a very long time, but one morning I woke up and I had a horrible pain in the neck. As ironic as that seems now, after I finished telling you my story, I didn't know what I did. I thought maybe I had slept wrong and I brushed it off. But as the weeks went on, I continued to have more pain, and the pain kept radiating into different parts of my body. I had x-rays, EMGs. They told me I had carpal tunnel syndrome, something that I had known for a decade or longer. Didn't offer any treatment, said to use splints. I used splints, but the pain never went away. Approximately 6 months after that, I was treated for a sinus infection and had intermittent neck pain during that time. I went to an ENT. I went to my primary care physician. I went to an emergency room physician. Kept saying, you know, I don't feel like I can breathe sometimes. During this time, I had been going for acupuncture treatment once a week, which was helpful sometimes, but not all the time. And I really wanted it to work because I'm the type of person that I don't want to take medication when I don't have to. And not to say that there's anything wrong with taking medication, it's just my preference. Now, the ENT, after a very long time, about 3 months after giving me antibiotic after antibiotic, kept telling me, I think it's your teeth. He did every test he said he knew how to do. I went to 3 dentists. They did exams, x-rays, found nothing. The pain started to get worse. We are now a year later, and the pain had gotten so bad that I lost range of motion.
Oh my gosh.
In my left arm. And I was told, I think you have a brain tumor.
Oh my gosh.
So 3 MRIs later, nothing. My entire left side started to lose sensation, movement. I had no grip in my left hand. I was literally eating dinner out with my husband one night, and my middle finger on the left hand side suddenly curled up, and I could not straighten it, even forcefully. So after a year of going through everything, I had been seeing a neurologist for these issues. He's the one who ordered the MRIs, sent me to a hand specialist who again diagnosed me with carpal tunnel syndrome. Neurologist kept telling me, I'm perplexed by your symptoms, but not giving me any sort of relief. No medication, which again, I didn't ask for, but no suggestions as to what I could do. After all this time, I had lost the grip in my fingers. It was about 3 months. I couldn't tie my shoes. I couldn't do my hair. Everyday tasks were horrible, and I became severely depressed. I had to almost shave all of my hair off because I couldn't take care of myself anymore. And that's when I started having burning and tingling in my left bicep, and that started getting things going. I again had the sensation that there was something stuck in my throat. I couldn't breathe. Come to a year and a half after all the initial symptoms began, I had an ocular migraine. I was told by the emergency room physicians and the head of the head and neck department at our local hospital that I could have one ocular migraine or I could have them for the rest of my life. What was odd about my ocular migraine was that there was no pain present. And at this time, I'm thinking I'm having a stroke, you know, going through all of these things. My husband is very worried, and my depression is getting worse. And finally, about a year and a half after everything started, I had this ocular migraine. My mom suggested that I go see her sports medicine doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And he sat down with me for 45 minutes, which was unheard of, which was more time than any other doctor had spent with me, and knew exactly what was wrong with me. I had developed a frozen shoulder, possibly due to something called vascular thoracic outlet syndrome. Vascular thoracic outlet syndrome is basically the muscles in my chest on the left side are laying on top of my brachial plexus, which causes pain. And now there are actually millions of people who have vascular thoracic outlet syndrome, but most people never experience pain. Something else has to happen usually for it to be triggered.
Mm.
luckily for me, I got the frozen shoulder, and the frozen shoulder led to the other diagnosis, which I'm glad I know I have now, because I felt vindicated that there was actually something physically wrong with me. But I'm the type of person, I always say that medicine is my hobby. I'm always trying to get to the bottom of things. And something that I had been researching for a very long time was childhood trauma and how it relates to issues later on in life that pop up physically, medical conditions. And in that research, I had found that frozen shoulder can be caused by an emotional trauma. And the emotional trauma that happened 2 years ago was my dog was diagnosed with inoperable and incurable cancer. And my dogs are like my children. And I am no longer the same person that I was before I got that phone call. And this happened about a week after I was told about her. The pain started.
Wow.
So the more I thought about it, the more I said, this all adds up. There's something here. And as I was grieving for her while she was still alive, the pain got worse. And as my grieving got worse, the pain got worse, and more symptoms were added. And the reader and researcher that I am, I kept researching, and I didn't want to give up, and that's when I found Curable. And I'm glad I did. It really put into perspective, you know, what medical journal articles couldn't, what articles, you know, the journalists wrote about pain and emotional trauma couldn't. Because it's so introspective, it helped really put a face to my pain, if you will. Now when I'm experiencing grief or emotional trauma of any way, I feel the pain come on. I know my triggers now. I know that I need to stop, take a step back, breathe, do some of my exercises. I'll tell you, my favorite exercise is walking along the beach, listening to the waves, because in real life, I'll say, I love that almost more than anything on the earth. It's something that calms me, and I was so happy that the app mentioned that, because it was something I could relate to. So I use that a lot when I'm having bad days. And this was something that I'd been looking for a long time, because I had tried meditation for years. And it wasn't something, I've never found an app or anything, even my acupuncturist had recommended things. I never found anything I liked before. And I really can't say why, but Curable struck a chord with me. It was like that light switch that worked. I'm able to lay in bed at night and I fall asleep to it sometimes. So it's been invaluable in not only evaluating my pain, but also introspective into my emotional needs and how they really, I do believe 100% relate to the chronic pain that I had experienced. I really do believe it all relates back to my emotional trauma, especially my childhood trauma. But it was triggered by the unfortunate diagnosis of my dog, Reese. So that's what brought me to Curable. And I'm glad that I found it. I'm grateful that I found it, because I think if this type of, I don't know if you want to call it treatment or medicine, this realm could be so helpful for millions of people who have chronic pain issues.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, we are so grateful to play a role in supporting your journey at all. And it's just so wonderful to hear that, you know, you've found the program helpful. I have one, I guess, final question for you, reflecting upon your whole beautiful story. What do you think the biggest difference in your daily life is between now and when you, I guess, before you met your doctor and before you started diving into this whole world of curable and everything else that you're working on now?
Fortunately, at the end of all of this, I had surgery to manually manipulate the frozen shoulder. And I've been undergoing physical therapy for 3 months. But I'm happy to say I felt like a completely different person.
Mm-hmm.
My grief has gotten better. I'm able to step back, you know, evaluate what I'm going through at that moment and say to myself, okay, go listen to Laura and just deal with it. You know, you can step back. And I think I'm able to step out of the anxiety of the pain. You know, look at myself with a different perspective, that I can't and won't let the pain define me if it happens. And secondly, really, what is this pain? Is this pain physical, or did something emotional trigger it? Mm-hmm. And I never thought that that would be something that I would think about on a daily basis. Because I do, when I'm having a bad day, say something happens at work or with a friend or something, or I'm frustrated about something, I feel a twinge of pain in that shoulder. And I can step back now and say, okay, let's go to a happy place. Why are you experiencing? What can we do to solve this? And is it emotional? Is it something physically going wrong, or is this an emotional trigger? And then I know in the future that that's something that I would need to avoid or something I would need to prepare myself for.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us, Kate. I know that, you know, for anyone listening who sees themselves in your experience, it's just going to be so helpful and this huge gift, so that they can feel understood and they can feel less alone just by listening to your experience. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're very welcome. Very happy to share and help anybody. Because I know if I was in the position that I was and I still didn't have answers, I'd want to know that there were other people out there like me.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Thanks for listening to today's episode of Like Mind, Like Body. If you relate to some of the symptoms that Kate experienced, then you might want to check out the Curable app. You can download it on either of the app stores or at curablehealth.com. And if you enjoyed today's story and you want to hear more recovery stories from this show in the future, then let us know and go ahead and give Kate a shout out in the iTunes reviews. They mean so much to us and they ensure that we can keep making the episodes that you guys love. So, very important. Thank you guys so much. Email your stories to podcast@curablehealth.com. That's it. Okay. See you later.